News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A special event coming up we want to let you know about. Paul Whitworth in from the Umpqua Velo Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on? You've got something special ahead.
Well, our bike club, the Umpqua Velo Club, Thrive Umpqua, and also another group, Bike Walk Roseburg, we've been trying to get more active activities happening, and of course we're into bikes, so we're trying to get people on bikes. And on Monday, November 25th, we have Bike the Lights.
And has this ever been done before?
This particular event has not been done before, so our plan is to ride bikes through the Festival of Lights out at River Forks Park.
Which sounds like a really cool idea, because just like a lot of other things, when you're a cyclist, you really see things a lot differently than you do even going by slowly in a car.
Absolutely. Your perspective on things riding a bike is completely different, and riding at night is very unique. Not too many people ever get a chance to ride at night, and this event, of course, is, you know, it's obviously on the road, but in the park, so you're not dealing with cars.
And where does it all begin?
All right. Well, our ride is going to be from 5:30 to 6:45 at the Festival of Lights. So we have kind of a sign-in, check-in between 5 and 5:30, which is at the Discovery Park parking lot, which is just outside River Forks.
And as people come in, then a lot of people probably, that time of day, will probably drive their car out with their bike on it, I presume.
Exactly. Yeah, people will drive, park into the Discovery Park area there, and obviously unload their bikes, and hopefully they remember their helmets and their lights for the ride, and maybe get, you know, dressed up for the ride too in a festive outfit.
It sounds like a really fun thing. How did this all come together?
It's been an idea that we had for maybe a year or two, and this year we got together with the Rotary Club and just decided to see if it was something they're willing to do. And of course, they usually have cars in there at 5:30, but this Monday they're not having cars in the lights until 7 o'clock, and this gives us a great opportunity to be out there.
Now, did I understand as well that once the bikes get going, people could actually walk through as well?
Absolutely, yes. We'll send kind of the wave of bikes into the lights, and then if people want to walk through, it's also an evening that's where you can walk through the park.
Wow. It sounds like a pretty fun evening. Is there a cost for this?
There's absolutely no cost to this. No, just show up. You do need to sign up. We need to have people sign a waiver, you know, the legal stuff. There's posters around town. You can find the event on Facebook, also on the Thrive Umpqua website under the events. And so you can sign up also in person. That's the, if you're there kind of 5 to 5:30 before, you can sign in there too.
Wow, it sounds like it'd be a great opportunity to do that. Now, I know a lot of times when we get into this time of year, some people that are, you know, fair weather cyclists, I guess I'll use that term, don't ride as much. But I know the Velo Club, you guys still have other things going on even this time of year, right?
It's kind of quiet, obviously, because the weather is a little bit questionable. And, of course, we're hoping for some dry weather on Monday to bring more people out. But we also have, you know, another event coming up in December.
So tell us about that.
Well, this will be the third year that we have the Holiday Lights Ride, which is another just family-oriented community bike ride. And this will start at the Umpqua Valley Tennis Center on Tuesday, December 17th. The ride will start at 6 and just do a couple mile loop through Eucrest so everybody can see some holiday lights. And we'll have some warm drinks and goodies afterwards. So it'll be basically the same format as the Bike the Lights on this Monday coming up. So
now, Umpqua Velo Club, how long has it been around?
The Umpqua Velo Club began in 1978, so it's been around for a while.
Now, have you been part of it that whole time?
I think I joined in 79, I believe.
Wow. I mean, so you've been in it for 45 years.
I've been around for quite a while. Of course, I was only in middle school when I joined, and so I was, you know, gone for several years around college age and stuff. But yes, been involved for a long time.
Now, and what is it you really like the most about cycling?
Well, I think the great thing about cycling, and especially, you know, it continues now that I'm 58 years old, but it started, you know, even when I was a kid, that you just have this freedom to be out there and explore. And I know as a kid growing up in Los Angeles, I got to explore quite a bit of area around my neighborhood there. And, you know, if my mom would have known how far away from the house I got, I think she probably would have freaked out a little bit. But it was great. And, of course, here, you get to see lots of great things. In fact, I just had somebody say, gosh, there's a covered bridge out there near Oakland. And I was like, oh, yeah. You've lived here for 30 years and you didn't know that?
Yeah, there's other covered bridges in other parts of the county, too.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's plenty of really great scenery to see, you know, a lot of little back roads. And, of course, now we're getting into gravel riding, and so we're spending even time, you know, out in the forest, which is beautiful. We're really lucky to have such a beautiful area to live in.
You know, people want to find out more about Umpqua Velo Club, even if they aren't planning on riding until we get to better weather. How did you connect with them?
Oh, absolutely. We have the umpquavelo.org website, and we have a schedule page with all our schedule on there, meetings, rides, community events like the rides coming up. We're also hoping to have more of these kind of community, family-type rides in 2025. That's a goal of ours.
And again, Monday night, what time do people come out?
Monday night, the ride will start at 5:30, but be there before to make sure that you get signed in, get your helmet on, get your lights on, be ready to go.
All right, Paul Whitworth from Umpqua Velo Club, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Hopefully we'll see a lot of people out there Monday.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.